Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Allegra, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Allegra Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Rav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Dennis Shore, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We're going to devote this program to exposing Mike Bloomberg. Why is he such a great danger to the very survival of Israel and the Jewish people? Because it looks like the ultimate nightmare for us is about to happen this year. It now appears probable that either Mike Bloomberg or Bernie Sanders will be the Democrat nominee for president. Bernie Sanders is the front runner in the polls, and he appears to be leading in the states that are coming up on Super Tuesday and all the other primaries and caucuses. So Bernie Sanders appears to be the front runner now, and the one candidate who seems to be able to stop him is Mike Bloomberg, another self-hating Jew. So you have two self-hating Jews that are, one of whom will probably be the Democrat nominee for president, God forbid. Of course, we hope and pray that a non-Jewish candidate somehow manages to win the Democrat nomination and somehow this nightmare does not happen. We hope and pray that somehow that we don't have to face this prospect. But right now it appears likely that either Bernie Sanders or Mike Bloomberg will be the Democrat nominee for president, and that means that there is a real, very strong chance that we'll have a self-hating Jew in the White House, because about half of America is against Donald Trump, about half of America supports him, and about half of America is against him. It's going to be a very close election, it certainly looks like it's going to be a very close election in November. According to the polls, the Democrats running against Trump are leading him in the polls. And of course, he lost the popular vote in 2016, so he's going to have a very tough race. And we're not fans of Donald Trump. We don't like Donald Trump. He's not a true conservative. He's not a true supporter of Israel. All the things that Jews believe about him are mythology. And his plan for the Middle East is a disastrous plan. But the Democrats are much worse. And therefore, we don't have any choice but to support his reelection. Having said that, we're going to explain to you now, we're going to illustrate for you now why the Democrats are so much worse. And in this particular case, we're going to be exposing Mike Bloomberg. We'll be doing shows probably on Bernie Sanders as well, exposing him as well. But we're starting with Mike Bloomberg because Bernie Sanders, I think most pro-Israel Jews and most righteous Gentiles are Gentiles who support Israel and support the Jewish people. Most Jews and most sane Jews and righteous Gentiles recognize that Bernie Sanders, the Jewish communist, is a self-hating Jew who is against Israel. They know that Jewish communists hate Israel and hate their own people and are against their own people. They know that. They know that Sanders as president would be very anti-Israel. They already know that. But they don't know that about Mike Bloomberg. They don't know that Mike Bloomberg may be even more dangerous than Bernie Sanders, precisely because pro-Israel Jews and pro-Israel Gentiles don't realize that he is an enemy of Israel. You know, an enemy in disguise is more dangerous than an open enemy. And precisely because of that fact, Bloomberg in many ways may be even more dangerous than Sanders. So we're going to be exposing him on this program. The first thing you have to know about Mike Bloomberg is what his actual stated positions are on the Middle East. Mike Bloomberg told the New York Nazi Times that he favors the creation of a so-called Palestinian state. Now, there are no Palestinians and there is no Palestine. There has never been a Palestine in history. All of this is an Arab bluff and a hoax and a lie. But Bloomberg wants to create a so-called Palestinian state. And so does Donald Trump. But the Palestinian state that Bloomberg wants to create would be within more or less the pre-1967 borders, where Israel is 6 to 9 miles wide. In other words, much worse than what Trump is proposing and much more likely to be accepted by the Arabs. Right now, what Trump is proposing is being rejected, thankfully, thank God, Baruch Hashem, by the Arab terrorists in Ramallah and in Gaza. And so maybe there's a chance we could get out of the Trump disastrous plan, which is a disaster. Maybe there's a chance we could get out of it because of Arab rejection. At least that's what we hope and pray for. But what Mike Bloomberg wants to do would be acceptable to the Arab leaders in Ramallah, and that would lead to unbelievable catastrophe for Israel. It would be an existential threat to Israel. There'd be a danger of another Holocaust, because Israel would be within boundaries that are only 6 to 9 miles wide at her waistline. And that is absolutely suicidal for Israel. And that is what Mike Bloomberg told the New York Nazi Times that he favors. He does favor that. He would be continuing the policies of all the anti-Israel, the three anti-Israel presidents that we've had since the 1967 war, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Hussein Obama, all anti-Israel, anti-Semites, who wanted Israel to go back more or less to the pre-1967 suicide borders. And that is what Bloomberg favors. And he told that, he said that to the New York Nazi Times. There's no question that he favors that. And that's been his position. And you look at his life history, it's certainly no surprise that he would favor that. So Mike Bloomberg, in that respect, would be very dangerous. And there's another aspect to Bloomberg that's very dangerous that we've discussed to a certain degree in prior programs. He also told the New York Nazi Times, When they asked him, well, what are you going to do to effectuate that policy, to actually create a Palestinian state, to actually get Israel to agree and get the parties to agree? He said, what you need is, quote, intense negotiations, unquote. In other words, he will intensely negotiate and obsessively work on this project. And as president, if you know anything about him, he would be very dangerous, because he knows. He's very meticulous, and he knows every little detail when he gets involved in a process. And this is a process that would be a major priority for a Bloomberg presidency. And if you know anything about him in the business world, where he made $61 billion, $61 billion, billion with a B, for those of you, for our affirmative action viewers who don't know the difference between billion and million, $61 billion. He came from middle class, working class background, and built up an empire and made tens of billions of dollars. He is extremely focused when he wants to do something, and knows every last detail, and is very effective when he wants to get something done. Unfortunately, all the things he wants to get done are all evil, are all bad things, which is why he's so dangerous for Israel, for America, for the world. He's very bad for America too, for the whole world. But we're talking about Israel now. And Mike Bloomberg would be very focused on these negotiations. It would be a major priority for him. He would know every little detail, and he would get personally involved in the negotiations, and that would create a very high chance that Israel will wind up going along with this insane agreement, because Israeli leaders have already shown that they have no spine and that they give in to anything any American president demands of them. And Bloomberg would do it and say, I'm a Jew. Would I, a Jewish president, hurt Israel? I'm a Jew. Unbelievably dangerous. He wants intense negotiations to get Israel back to the pre-1967 borders, God forbid. This would be complete insanity. This could lead to another Holocaust. Israel is outnumbered 100 to 1 by the Arab world. There are 500 million Arab Muslims, 80 million Iranian Muslims surrounding Israel, who want to destroy Israel, who want to push the 6 million Jews of Israel into the sea. And Israel's going to be in boundaries that are 6 to 9 miles wide. It would take Muslim armies in a surprise attack 10 or 15 minutes to cut Israel in half along her waistline. She would be cut in half. I mean, the catastrophic implications of that are just, it's indescribable. And Mike Bloomberg wants to renew the Obama-Iran nuclear agreement with no preconditions. In other words, once again, give Iran tens of billions of dollars in benefits while she builds nuclear bombs to incinerate Israel and to wage nuclear jihad against the world. That's what Bloomberg would do on Iran. So there's no question that if, God forbid, he was ever elected president, it would be an unmitigated nightmare for Israel and for the Jewish people. And anyone who cares about Israel, any Jew who cares about Jewish survival, should be very, very concerned. Very, very concerned about the prospect of Bloomberg becoming president. God forbid. And you know, I want to speak about Bloomberg's history. What motivates Michael Bloomberg? Of course, he's an assimilated, self-hating Jew who wants to escape his Jewish background. Intermarried. He was intermarried. Completely assimilated. Knows nothing about Judaism or Jewish history or anything Jewish. Doesn't want to know. Never wanted to know. The first time he visited Israel was when he was planning to run for mayor in 2001. Before that, he said in an interview, he said, "Why would I visit Israel? There's no skiing there." That was his way of saying, "I don't give a damn about Israel." And of course, he doesn't give a damn about Israel. His father, his self-hating father, this is something Bloomberg himself describes on his website. His father never made more than $6,000 a year. His highest, the biggest salary his father ever got was $6,000 a year. That's the background that Bloomberg comes from. And yet, his father would make $50 donations, made a $50 donation to the NAACP. And Bloomberg brags about this on his website, that this is the type of thing that got him to want to give donations and create the Bloomberg Philanthropies. He has a group called Bloomberg Philanthropies, where he has given over $10 billion to every evil cause under the sun. Every anti-Israel cause, every anti-Jewish cause, every bad cause under the sun. And we'll describe some of them in a moment. But his father taught him this. This is how he was brought up, in this sick, self-hating family. Instead of helping his own people, instead of being concerned about the survival of his own people, he's taught by his father that you should help the NAACP. And he said he was very inspired by this, that this is what motivated him later in life, and this is what has inspired him, the lessons that his father taught him by giving to the NAACP. The NAACP, which those of you who don't know is the National Association for the Annihilation of Caucasian People, the NAACP is an anti-Semitic, anti-white, vicious organization of black haters. Vicious black haters who get huge sums of money from sick self-hating whites and sick self-hating Jews, especially sick self-hating Jews. Like Bloomberg, who has given them a lot of money since his father's $50 donation. The NAACP that Bloomberg is so proud of, and that Bloomberg, he speaks at all their conventions, he supports them financially, he kisses their black Jew-hating behinds, and Mike Bloomberg loves the NAACP and is so proud of it, and this is whom he identifies with. What is the NAACP? The NAACP supports the black Hitler Louis Farrakhan, who said that the Jews deserve another Holocaust, who said that the whole white race is a race of devils that should be exterminated, who said, "There is a spaceship flying over the earth. And the spaceship is called the Mothership. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the commander of the spaceship. And as soon as Elijah Muhammad give the signal, as soon as Allah give the signal to Elijah Muhammad, that spaceship is going to suck up and destroy the whole white race." This is the type of sick Schwarzer insanity that you get from Farrakhan, who says the whole white race is going to be exterminated because he claims that Elijah Muhammad, this ignorant, illiterate, black moron, and I'm not against all blacks because of the skin color. In fact, I'm not against anybody because of their skin color. I'm against people who are evil, and most blacks are anti-Semites. So let's get that clear, okay? I hate anti-Semites, I hate enemies of my people, because I'm a normal, self-respecting Jew. And I hate someone who's against my people. And blacks who were given, who everything they achieved is thanks to Jews backing them and supporting them all these years, stupidly, insanely. masochistic, sick Jews supported them all these years. Jews did for them what they never did for their own people during the Holocaust or fighting for Soviet Jewry. All the Jews who did nothing for their fellow Jews, fought so hard for blacks, for in the so-called civil rights movement and all the other insane things. You know, the blacks got their civil rights and we, the Jews, lost ours. But in the NAACP, but Farrakhan says that Elijah Muhammad, who was the founder of the Nation of Islam, which is the black Muslim movement, that this illiterate, ignorant Schwarzer, he speak like this, man, my name is Elijah Muhammad, oh yeah, woo, the black race, we is superior to all them white devils, them white devils, they're inferior, Allah chose us. Allah be choosing us. Oh, yeah. And he literally spoke like that. He was a complete moron. And Farrakhan claimed that this illiterate moron built a sophisticated spaceship called the Mothership that to this day is flying over the earth, many years after Elijah Muhammad thankfully dropped dead. But no, Elijah Muhammad is alive and well, even though he's dead. He's alive. Allah put him on that spaceship. And he's flying over the earth with that spaceship. And as soon as Allah gives the signal, that spaceship is going to suck up the whole white race. The whole white race is going to be sucked up into the spaceship and annihilated. This is what Farrakhan preaches. This is the type of insanity. And by the way, his followers really believe this. And don't forget, this is the same Farrakhan who said, when Jewish leaders said that he speaks just like Hitler. I mean, he speaks about the Jews. He speaks about they deserve a Holocaust. They should be exterminated. He said, this is just like Hitler. So the Jewish leaders compared him to Hitler. And so Farrakhan said, and I quote, "I like when the Jews call Farrakhan Hitler. Hitler was a great man. Hitler was a very great man." And the NAACP supports Farrakhan, invites him to their conventions, has a covenant with him. The NAACP sponsors his rallies and rents buses, huge numbers of buses to bring blacks from all over the country to Farrakhan's rallies where he preaches this Nazi hatred. The NAACP sponsors it. NAACP leaders speak at his rallies. At the Million Man March in 1995, where a million black Nazis got together to show their vicious hatred and jealousy of whites and Jews. And this is based, a lot of it's based on jealousy, of course. Justifiably, they're justifiably jealous. At this rally, the NAACP sponsored the buses going there. You know how many buses they sponsored? You know how many millions of dollars they laid out, and they've laid out to support causes like this? And where does the money come from? Comes from Jews like Michael Bloomberg to destroy their own people, funding the destruction of their own people. This is the type of sickness that Michael Bloomberg is, a sickness. And I follow Bloomberg for many years. I'm 63 years old. So I've been able to follow him for many, many years, okay? In my 63 years in this world, included in that is 12 years when he was mayor of New York City, when he had his nose so far up Al Sharpton's tuchus, it's amazing. I don't know how he was able to breathe. Al Sharpton, that other Nazi who incited the Crown Heights pogroms, who has done everything he can to incite hatred and violence against the Jewish people over the years, who made the speeches against Jewish diamond smugglers,
yeah, they're a bunch of diamond smugglers in Crown Heights.
And then you had the Crown Heights pogrom, and Yonkel Rosenbaum was stabbed to death by a black mob screaming, "Kill the Jews, get the Jews," in Crown Heights. Al Sharpton was there making insightful speeches before that horrible murder took place. Aside from many other horrible things he said about Jews over the years. And Al Sharpton, is a speaker at Louis Farrakhan's rallies. Al Sharpton is also supports Farrakhan as a speaker at Louis Farrakhan's rallies. Michael Bloomberg has met with Sharpton so many times, dozens of times, he's met with Sharpton and supports Sharpton and supports what Sharpton represents. And you would want a self-hating Jew, Sharpton supporting, NAACP supporting, self-hating Judenrat capo creature like this in the White House? I mean, how sick! Now, all the other causes that Bloomberg has supported over the years, he's given over $10 billion to various causes over the years. He's donated over $10 billion. The one, you know, there's all types of stereotypes about Jews. Some of them may have some truth to them, some of them may not. But one stereotype that's not true is that Jews are cheap. That's not true. Jews give to causes they believe in far more than any other group. Far more. Far more. Unfortunately, the groups that they give to are all bad causes. Unfortunately. I wish they were cheap. I wish they wouldn't give to these causes, but they do. They give far more generously than anybody else, including Bloomberg. When he said he's giving his money away, he wasn't joking when he said that in the debate they had the other night. He wasn't joking. He really is giving his money away, and he's giving it all to evil causes. He has been working relentlessly to take away Americans' Second Amendment gun rights. If law-abiding citizens in this country do not have the right to bear arms, that's very dangerous for Jews. If the Jews had been armed and trained before the Holocaust, the results would have been very, very different. The Jews didn't listen to Zev Jabotinsky, who warned them, who said, "Jews, get armed, get guns, learn to shoot." If all the millions of Jews had done that, we saw in the Warsaw Ghetto that when Jews do fight back, they can be very ferocious soldiers, first of all, because they're so brainy, because they're great strategists. And in the Warsaw Ghetto, they held back the German army. In the Warsaw Ghetto, they held back the German army longer than France, longer than all of Poland, longer than all of France. The Jews, the starving, desperate, unarmed Jews who created their own homemade weapons in the Warsaw Ghetto, their own homemade firebombs and weapons in the Warsaw Ghetto, they... 20,000, 25,000 Jews were left there. They held out longer against the German army, against the full might of the German army, than the whole nation of France did. The Jews, when they are armed and they do decide to fight back, can be very, very ferocious enemies, as we see with Little Israel, as we've seen in ancient times with the Jews. Little Israel in ancient times, Judea and Israel, the tiny little country, they gave the Roman Empire a tougher fight than the Romans had anywhere else and with anyone else they had to conquer. No one gave them as tough a fight as the Jews. And so the Jews, if they had been armed before the Holocaust, we could have had a different result. The worst thing, the ultimate thing that would seal the fate for Jews if there was going to be something like that in the United States, and there is a danger that that could happen in the United States someday. There is a danger that could happen, yes. The one thing that could save the Jews would be their ability to acquire arms and to defend themselves. Bloomberg wants to take that away. He wants to make sure that only criminals have a right to bear arms, because criminals will get their weapons on the black market anyway. There are millions of illegal guns around that they'll get their guns anyway. They'll have access to firearms anyway. But Bloomberg wants to take away the right of law-abiding citizens to bear arms, which is the Second Amendment right that the Founding Fathers enshrined in the Constitution or in the Bill of Rights. And of course, all the other causes he's so involved with are all terrible causes. His so-called climate change, global warming, global freezing, you know, they keep changing it because it's so preposterous. He has played a major role in closing down coal factories. You know how many coal factories have been closed down? Every time that happens, that enables the Arab Muslim enemies of Israel, Arab Muslim oil producing enemies of Israel, to produce more oil. We have more oil being produced by them to make up for the shortage. America now is energy independent, but America could become a net exporter of oil. If America wanted to, America could put the Arab Muslim and Iranian Muslim terrorist oil producing countries out of business. And it would be a devastating blow to the threat of Islamic terrorism and the threat of Islamic Holocaust, nuclear Holocaust, which is posed by a nuclear Iran. They're all tied. We have tremendous threats on the horizon, and that is because of the tremendous oil power, petrodollars that have gone into the Muslim world. And Bloomberg wants to take away the progress that has been made by closing down coal, by closing down coal-fired plants, and by having other restrictions on energy production that would have a devastating impact on any effort to reduce the amount of oil that the world turns to the Muslim world for, that the world turns to Muslim oil-producing countries for. So that's also very bad for Israel, for America, for the world. Bloomberg's so-called climate change, just bad causes all around, one bad cause after another that he has been involved with. And of course, I'm not even going to go into some of the other things because we don't have the time on this particular program to go into his history of, you know, New York City, of course, was a sanctuary city under Michael Bloomberg. He was against turning over even criminal illegal aliens, even convicted criminal illegal aliens, turning them over to the INS. He was against. He made New York City a complete sanctuary city when he was mayor, and instructed and ordered the police department and all other agencies not to report criminal illegal aliens to the INS. Just a nightmare. I mean, it's just a nightmare. But because he was such a successful and brilliant businessman, and he was a success, very successful and very brilliant businessman, because of that he's so dangerous, because he gives people the impression that he's so efficient and so competent that while he's doing all these terrible things, he's doing them very efficiently and very competently, and he's like a bulldozer, he gets it done. But all the things he's doing are bad things. It's like somebody who knows how to build a car, a race car that goes very, very fast, except the race car is heading toward a cliff to fly, so that everybody will drive right off a cliff and commit mass suicide. That's what Michael Bloomberg represents for America, for Israel, for the world. He has to be stopped. He has to be stopped. And of course, Bernie Sanders, the communist, also has to be stopped, because Bernie Sanders will be the nominee. Either one of them, absolutely catastrophic. They have to be stopped. Which is why JTF may be very important this year, because JTF is an organization run by New York Jews. Nobody knows Bloomberg better than New York Jews or than JTF Jews. We know him. We lived under his reign in New York City. Okay, we know what he's all about and how dangerous he is. By the way, he always talks about all the great things he did in New York City and all the, which is all BS. He did not do great things. He put the city deep into debt. He raised taxes more than any other mayor in the city's history. He more than doubled the city's already huge budget. It was huge when he came into office, and he more than doubled the size of the city budget. Even his communist successor, Bill de Blasio, inherited huge deficits, huge long-term debt. He negotiated agreements with labor unions that were disastrous, that puts New York into hock many, many years into the future. I could go on and on in describing the terrible policies that this guy was responsible for. He also drove hundreds of thousands of middle-class New Yorkers out of the city. Hundreds of thousands of middle-class New Yorkers moved to Florida and California. Now they're leaving California because California is insane. But they moved to places like Florida, Texas, California, other places. And some of them moved to areas around New York City because they were used to living in that region. So they moved to New Jersey and Connecticut and other places just to escape the high taxes, the strangulation of Bloomberg's Bolshevik regulatory policies. He believes in massive regulation. He believes in controlling every aspect of people's lives, in massive regulation, down to the last minute detail. He will regulate people's lives. He'll drive people crazy. And in the end, the Jews, by the way, aside from the terrible implications, the danger of a Holocaust for Israel, God forbid, the Jewish people as a whole are going to be blamed. Because his terrible policies will lead to terrible consequences. He's already proposing, by the way, trillions in new spending and new taxes. But it's being presented by the left-wing media as though it's something moderate, because Bernie Sanders proposes even more than Bloomberg. Just insane. That means Bloomberg is driving us off a cliff at 65 miles an hour, 70, he's driving the car 65 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour to drive us off the cliff. Bernie Sanders is going 100 miles an hour. So we're being told the guy that wants to drive us off the cliff at 65 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour, he's a moderate. He's a centrist. He's poison, pure poison for America, for America's economy, for America's security. In every way, he's poison. And for Israel and the Jewish people, he is an existential threat. So we're going to do everything we can, especially as soon as we know who the Democrat nominee is, we're going to do everything we can to defeat him, whether it's Bloomberg or Sanders. And it's going to be a very important campaign. For us, it could be the most important American presidential election for the Jews in history, because this could be the one that decides the future for Israel, and whether or not Israel surrenders her biblical heartland in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, her capital. The implications are just enormous. By the way, I want to say that, you know, we've focused almost all of our attention now on our Hebrew videos and on our Hebrew advertising campaign, and we will continue to do that. Our advertising and the money we spend will all go into the Hebrew campaign to reach Israeli Jews with our message on Israeli issues. I was happy to see the past 24 hours, just to give you an illustration. We do this program on Friday afternoon before Shabbat. On our Hebrew programs, our Hebrew videos, you know that our Hebrew videos got over 4,000 views in the past 24 hours, just to give you an example. Over 4,000 views in the past in 24 hours, our Hebrew videos, in a country the size of Israel, which is a country of 6 million Jews. I mean, we're reaching Israeli... Now, that's unusual. I don't know why that happened. All of a sudden, we got this huge surge in views. I don't know. That's unusual. I don't want you to think that we get 4,000 views every day. That's not true. Usually it's closer to maybe 1,000 or 2,000 views a day, sometimes more, sometimes 2,500. But we went up to 4,000 views in the past 24 hours, thank God. So we're reaching Israeli Jews with a message of truth, and a message that they have to hear, which is very, very important. That's our number one focus. You see every week now our English language programs to see our message to the English-speaking people. That's very secondary for us, because our main concern is the survival of Israel and the survival of the Jewish people in the land of Israel. But nevertheless, with the presidential campaign, because it's so acutely affects Israel and Israel's future, we're going to have to get very involved as far as the presidential election is concerned. And I hope and pray that we could have a good effect, and that we, as New York Jews who know what Michael Bloomberg represents and who know what he did in New York City. I mean, we're going to go into details, God willing, about his whole history. If God forbid, he's the Democrat nominee, we will explain in vivid detail all the terrible, terrible policies he pursued in New York City and in every area, terrible policies, and why on a national level that would literally cripple the United States. Let's hope we can stop Bloomberg or Bernie Sanders. Let's hope that we can get Donald Trump reelected. Again, we're not Trump fans, but the opposition is so much worse. We don't have a choice. Let's hope that we can get this done. That this is a challenge that we can't afford to fail when it comes to this one. This one is a challenge we cannot afford to fail with this, because this is the ultimate threat, having the self-hating Jew in the White House. It's the ultimate threat for us. But the polls show it would be a close election. I believe it would be a close election. And especially in a close election, JTF can make a difference. You never know. We can make a difference. So join with us. Let's fight together. If we fight together as a team, Jews and righteous Gentiles, we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.